The 2016-17 season was Athletic Director Kerry Becker's first year at the helm. It was a year that saw continued success and excitement with all 20 Laker teams. We welcome Kerry into the studio to get her thoughts on this season. Kerry, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Sure, thank you.
Well, a great year for Grand Valley State Athletics. Yeah. Your first year after replacing Tim Selgo after his run as Athletic Director. Pretty basic question for you. What were your overall thoughts on the year?
Well, I couldn't ask for a better first year. One, I'm surrounded by phenomenal people and then certainly phenomenal coaches. I almost had thought to myself, get out of their way and let them do their job and hold on to their shirt tails. And sure enough, they proved to provide an exciting year with 16 of our 20 teams making postseason and with some other highlights in there. Year of transition went well. It went smooth. It flew by. A lot of decisions to make, but I had a lot of people to help me make them.
And, you know, highlighting some of those teams that went to the postseason, you had a bunch of national championships, some individual championships, and a team title. Talk about some of those successes.
Yeah, we had, nine top 10 finishes, two runner-ups, women's cross-country national championship, runner-up in women's soccer after a prolific career for some seniors there. Four individual national championships. Kendra Foley crossed the line first for the Lakers in the fall in cross country. Then in swimming and diving, Brad Dalrymple brought home the first place trophy for the 3 meter. Leanne Van Noort repeated again with another national championship in the 500 free. And then Kendra Foley rounded out a great career with the win in the 10,000 here just this past weekend.
Some tremendous results, obviously, throughout the year. One thing we know for sure, you won the President's Cup, which is the GLIAC's All-Sports Trophy for the 19th consecutive year. So that's a tremendous accomplishment, obviously. And the Director's Cup will come out later this week. And right now, barring anything unforeseen, it looks like Grand Valley State will win that again. What do those accomplishments mean?
Well, you know, I think what they mean is a broad-based approach to athletics in terms of ensuring everybody has the best chance for success, whether you're golf, football, volleyball, soccer. It's a broad-based and makes it fun for all of our student-athletes. It makes it exciting for our entire college campus. You know, and then to be able to do that with the President's Cup, that's the first step in terms of the conference. The next step is that Director's Cup. We're not claiming victory yet, but my folks in athletic communications like yourself tell me mathematically no one can catch us. So hoping we can go down to Orlando and bring home another Crystal Cup.
And just, again, we talked about it's just such a great year. What did you see, you know, throughout the year, you know, with the Lakers and just all the teams in general? Was there anything that kind of stuck out to you as just a successful moment or anything specifically?
Wow. You know, it's hard to pinpoint one successful moment. There's so many moments, whether it's a shot in a basketball game, that, you know, propelled us to even just a win. Because you can't take for granted the small victories that we have to achieve in order to get to that next step, whether it's the conference championship or making the conference tournament. And then certainly the small victories along the way to be rewarded for your total body of work to making the postseason. And that's not always easy. I think one of the things that I think resonates with me is our softball team. They started themselves in quite a hole coming back after Florida. I think they were 2-12, or they were in quite a hole. And for them to go, how many straight? 16 straight?
20 straight wins
to get themselves to a regular season conference championship, and then again in a berth into the regional games. That says a lot about them as a team and their resiliency. And so, it's not about one particular person. It took a lot of different efforts. It took some things to fall our way, and they just put their foot on the gas and never let up. So, you know, I thought that was a great lesson in resiliency and overcoming adversity and never letting your season be dictated by the game behind you.
Certainly you and your staff and your department want to celebrate the successes from this past year, and you don't want to look too far ahead, but everyone always does. What's next? So the GLIAC will have a little bit of a different look next year. Some teams from Ohio leaving, Hillsdale also leaving from Michigan. The GLIAC will look a little bit different. Kind of preview, you know, the upcoming year for Grand Valley State.
Yeah, in many ways, we go from 16 teams down to 12. We had the departure of three Ohio schools and a Michigan school, actually five Ohio schools and a
overall,
Michigan school,
right.
Will give us a little bit different look. But it's almost addition by subtraction. Sometimes I think you expand and you get into a place where it creates some imbalances and maybe some things, some uncertainties that I don't think those schools thought about. You know, the only long-term GLIAC team that's leaving is Hillsdale. The others were expansion teams. And so with the climate and higher education and the cost of athletics and things like that, I think they had to look at it in terms of their alignment with the schools closer. All of their opponents now down there will be 3 or 4 hours from them. And that, you know, so it makes sense on a lot of levels. So in terms of being addition by subtraction, I think it makes us stronger because it leaves a very strong conference. Have a little bit different look with the addition of Purdue Northwest and Davenport. We'll open up against Davenport in football, so we'll gladly welcome them to the GLIAC in the best way that we know how. So I think it's going to be, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, schedule will look a little bit different. We'll have to get creative in some schedules, but that just means we'll have to go out and find some regional opponents. So we might get a few new opponents in our schedule, too, that can be refreshing at times.
Absolutely. Carrie, it was a tremendous year. Obviously, we mentioned your first year at the helm of the program, and you kept the ship moving forward, and another great year. If you win a Director's Cup, congratulations on that. We look
Thank
forward
you.
To seeing what we have in store in year two.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
Thanks so much for joining us.